tell us a little bit about where you get your inspirations. Tell me a little bit about the band that's coming and what you'll be playing on the 28th.
Well, you know, we're a band that fuses hip-hop and classical and other genres, jazz, blues. And we're from South Florida, and the show is going to be just a rock concert from a violence perspective. You know, it's going to be high energy. We have a drummer and a DJ with us. And it's just something that we've always done growing up in South Florida and in high school. We've always tried to look at this instrument in a different way, you know? And we've always experimented with it, just honestly, just to have a good time, just to have fun with it. You know, it was fun for us to hear something on the radio because we grew up hip-hop, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun for us to listen to a song and pull out the violin, viola, and start, you know, playing on top of that. It was just fun. We didn't think people liked it, you know? So it wasn't until we got older and college, and after college, we decided to really maybe focus more on that, and it's been paying off so far.
Yeah, and you've collaborated with some pretty amazing Kanye, with Alicia Keys, I see here, Wu-Tang Clan. So it's not just the band, but it's been some, I imagine, a lot of fun collaborating with folks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always fun collaborating with different musicians, artists, you know, just to kind of like not only expand your brand, but also just to learn, just to grow, you know.
Yeah, I know this weekend the show was sold out, and I saw on the website at blackviolin.net that some other shows sell out, which has to be a nice feeling. When you're here in West Lafayette, I know you're going to be doing some outreach, and I imagine that that's something fun to work with young people. In fact, they're going to join you on stage for a selection, aren't they?
Yeah, we like to do that, man. Whenever we get into a community, we try to, you know, give back as much as we can. You know, we're so in and out. A lot of time we're in the city and we're out, you know, literally that night. But I think with this situation, we're able to not only have the kids come on stage and end the show with us, but we get to talk to them a little bit and just tell them not only about where we're from, how we came up with the concept, but the real point of what we do is really to think outside the box and just really look at anything that you have a passion for, looking at it from a different perspective, you know. And that's what we've been able to do, and we try to encourage the kids to do the same thing.
I imagine, you know, you mentioned listening to hip-hop and adding violin to it. That's something I don't think that happens naturally. They say that Handel was sort of a rock star in his day, and, they, you know, Paganini has that sort of idea of having made a deal with the devil and whatnot. But, you know, the idea of mixing this, I mean, to me makes musical sense, but it, to me, is quite ingenious to sort of, when you watch videos that are on your website and listen to the albums, things like Stereotypes, to me, it's incredibly beautiful, but at the same time, it's got to be a lot of fun to play.
Well, absolutely. You know, we're hip-hop, so we grew up listening to hip-hop, so it's fun. You know, that's the reason why we started doing it, you know? It's a lot of fun to play, and the reaction from people is always cool because, you know, we come on stage, we don't necessarily look like your typical violinist. So, you know, so when we start playing, and they see that we're classically trained, but also the way that we're approaching it and the way that the beat is hitting really hard, but then you have this beautiful, lush strings on top of it. You know, it's something that from our years and experience from doing this, that everybody seems to find something that, you know, there's a commonality in when it comes to our music, and it's really it's an inspiring thing, you know, to do something that you love and people are drawn to it and people love it, you know.
I know there's incredible interaction, obviously, with you and Kevin. You're bringing a DJ and a drummer. Is this sort of a different form of chamber music? I mean, there's got to be a lot of cues and things that when you're grooving and it feels right, might go in a slightly different direction than what you might in, you know, sort of say, other than, you know, a Mozart score's got so many notes and so many movements.
Right.
But this, you know, I imagine you can kind of see how the crowd feels and different things.
Yeah, you know, we switch it up once in a while. There's a part of the show when we just freestyle. We literally just make something up on the spot, you know. And whatever the energy that the crowd gives us is what we give them. And that's part of the most fun because we literally get to do whatever. And a lot of times for our show, our DJ is pretty much giving our cue, because we have in-ear, so the music's playing, there's cues happening that the crowd don't know what's happening. So we all are in sync. We all know what's coming up. But that particular part of the show, we're just freestyling, and we can definitely engage the crowd a little bit more. And we engage the crowd anyway, because that's what we've always done, you know. We find that the crowd wants you to talk to them. They want you to engage with them, you know.
Are there some inspiring moments when you're working with the kids and not only having them in the show, but I imagine just after the show of meeting kids that go, oh my gosh, you know, not only is it a style that I really like, but oh yeah, it's black violin, literally, you know, seeing someone like them perhaps that they may not have thought of going, oh yeah, I want to play a string instrument.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing, I think, for the kids, particularly ones that look like us, you know, because it's, you know, classical music as a whole is projected a certain way in a certain light, you know what I mean? So someone that looks like us does it in the way that we do it, you know, it's definitely something that's extremely inspiring for them, not only to necessarily pick up the violin, but to really, you know, approach life differently, you know, like approach life and with this idea that, man, I could do it too. I could do something that no one's ever done. I can approach things differently, you know? And that's what we try to engage, and that's what we try to teach the kids. Not only the kids that look like us, but all the kids, and the adults as well, you know. But definitely it's very special for the kids that are that look like us, because it's they're inspired, you know what I mean?
Well, we love Classically Trained. We know Stereotypes has been out. There's a new single, Dreamer. Any plans for the recording studio or for more videos?
Yeah, we're actually working. We have an album that's coming out this year. Just pretty much completed it. Just got to, you know, do a little fine touches or whatever, but it's pretty much done. Not sure exactly when that's coming out. And we released Dreamer. We're probably going to release another song and another video probably like end of March. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out. Blackviolin.net on all sorts of social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Will, it's so great to talk to you, and we can't wait to see you here at Purdue.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.